Did I say pleasant day?
Okay, but if you want to say if it wasn't pleasant, I say, was it a pleasant day? You'd say, no, it
wasn't.
Okay. And if I ask you if you can do something and you're not sure whether you can or not, you might answer, well, yes, I could do it. You want to say it's possible, you know, how would you say that? You're not really sure, but you're thinking that it might be possible. You might say, well, I
could try.
Okay. Or another way, I'm not sure whether I can or not, but I
will try.
Okay. Or I'm another way you might say it, I'm
busy.
Okay, but you're going to tell me that it's possible you can, or it's possible you can. You might say, well, I don't know whether I'll be able to do it or not, but I
might not.
Okay, or would you be more likely to say I might can, might could, might be able, might try to? Would you say some of those?
Yeah.
Okay, what if I said, would you like to go Nashville shopping for the afternoon? You might say, well, I've got several things that I need to do, but I'll see. I'm finished that with one of those.
I'm busy.
Okay.
Would that do?
Okay. But if you're, even though you are busy, you'll say, well, I'm kind of busy, but I'll see.
Go.
Okay. What about this one? I slipped on the ice and I just managed to keep my balance. I fell down. Put a word in there that would mean you didn't quite fall. You might say, I slipped on the ice and I
almost fell down.
Okay. And a penny is one. How much is a penny worth? 1 cent. And a dime is worth?
10 cents.
And you might say, well, so-and-so has been living in that house over there. He moved there in 1960. You might say, he's lived here ever what, 1960? Ever? Put a word in there. He has lived here ever
since.
Okay. And a sausage or a wiener on a bun is called a, you know, you eat it with mustard and ketchup and so forth. Not a hamburger, but I'll have a hot.
It's not a hot dog, is it?
That's fine. Okay, and Jesus's parents were Joseph and
Mary.
And our first president was George
Washington.
And if a man and woman want to live together, they go to a preacher and get
married.
And after a man caught a cold and he had difficulty talking, you might say, well, he became very
hoarse.
And if you want to send a message to someone, you him a letter, you what?
Write him.
And to go to New York, you might what, on a train? You might, or you might
go on the train.
Okay. Or you might get in a car and go for
a ride.
And a cowboy rides on a
horse.
And the parts of a tree that are under the ground are its
roots.
And you strike a match to start a
fire.
And the soft, thick, black stuff that collects in a chimney is called
soot.
And milk comes from a
cow.
And unpackaged material is material that's bought in, you know, like you now
votes.
Okay. What about if it were something like sugar or flour or peanut butter, and the grocer would dip it out of a big barrel, and you'd say, we now we buy it in small packages, but we used to buy it in